This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is actively supporting the curiosity and conviction of youths by removing obstacles in their paths through reforms. Interacting with the innovators during the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon, Mr. Modi asserted that the youth today is developing a feeling of ownership towards finding ways to overcome the challenges being faced by the country. He said the future of the world is going to be driven by knowledge and innovation, and India's youth are its hope and aspiration in changing situations, and the world is acknowledging that India's strength is its innovative youth power. Stressing the need to think out of the box to overcome challenges, Mr. Modi said his government is standing with youths at every stage of their career and working according to their needs. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, will hold the India-UAE strategic dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the afternoon. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi to take part in the 4th strategic dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Welcoming the UAE leader, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal in a post on X said the visit will further strengthen the multifaceted, comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India will have its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035, while an Indian will land on the moon by 2040. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on achievements of all science ministries, Dr. Singh said that the space reforms brought by the government have unlocked the space sector. He added that so far, 432 foreign satellites have been launched from India, with around 90% launched in the past 10 years. Former President Ram Nath Kovind has said that One Nation, One Election, ONOE, has potential to boost India's GDP by 1 to 1.5%. Making a strong pitch for One Nation, One Election, former President and Chairman of the ONOE Committee said that it will be a game changer for the country. Talking to media persons in Kanpur, Mr. Kovind said, central government will have to build consensus for the implementation of ONOE, while voicing support for holding simultaneous elections to the state assemblies and Lok Sabha in the country, Mr. Kovind asserted that this issue is in the interest of the nation. Meta has confirmed a global outage affecting some users' ability to access its social media apps, including Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, late last night. While the company did not provide specific details about the issue, it assured users that it is actively working on a resolution. No official timeline has been provided for when full service will be restored. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra, Kutch and parts of Punjab today. Cold wave conditions in these regions will continue for the next 3 to 4 days. The weather office added that parts of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh can witness colder conditions today, whereas ground frost conditions is very likely to prevail over Uttarakhand. Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura can experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours for the next 2 days. Khelo India Winter Games 2025 will be held in Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir in two separate phases. Ladakh will host the ice events including ice hockey and ice skiing from 23rd to 27th of January, while Jammu and Kashmir will host the snow events such as alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, ski mountaineering and snowboarding from 22nd to 25th of February. In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian men's team will take on France in the quarterfinals in Hong Kong, China today. The match is scheduled to start at 12 noon Indian time. Indian women's team will face the USA in their quarterfinal fixture, which is set to begin at 3 p.m. IST. Earlier, the women's team defeated Australia 2-1 in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.